Hey, all the Huawei's. Some of you saw me just now. I went to attend this entrepreneur event. That's why you see a Huawei leader today got tapan ma. And we have guest of honor, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Trade and Industry, Moss Gan. We got invited by our close friend, Lin, the founder of Dr. Bags. So proud of her. She's the host of the event eh. So you want to clean your bag, repair your bag, go and find her. Tell her that you are from Huawei gang. She will charge you 10% higher. Because you are Huawei ma. Huawei never asked for discount. This is Dan
Hanson.
And I didn't know you all bake your huakuei bake until so successful until you can buy such a core region property. That means you are baking your huakuei with special ingredient eh. Promenade Peak Oin Oin by All Green Properties. 596 units TOB 2029. It is located in a very weird district. Although it's just across the road from D9, Promenade Oin Oin falls within District 3, which is under City Fringe and not core. 哪里可能?
How can it be?
The yellow color part is core region and the white color is City Fringe. And when I overlay, do you see that Promenade Peak over here is exactly at the yellow color zoning eh? It should be core wa. Really, I show you, I zoom in again. Because opposite Promenade Peak, you have your Tribeca la, Mirage la, all these condos. They are core region. They are District 9. So how can it be your Promenade Peak, District 3, then 9, then Rivier is 3?
哪里可能?
Don't tell me this is how they draw the boundary, whereby the top area is core and the bottom is City Fringe. A Promenade Peak, very difficult to pronounce. Eh? Let's call it PP lah. Oh. There are 477 car park lots, which is about 80% of the units. Now let's recap how much developer bought the land for. All Green got it at 1,304 per square feet per plot ratio. And let's see whether got demand. There's only 2 bidder, and All Green got it at 10.5% higher than second bidder. All Green die want to bid and win this land because Great World Mall is also by them. They are like playing Monopoly ma. To be fair, 1,003 per square feet currently is City Fringe price, and this is very near core, which is just one river away. This is quite a decent land price. So at this per square feet, how much would they launch their 3 bedroom at? Include all the finance costs, stamp duty, agent fees, build the show flat cost, fee li fair lay fees. They should be selling their 3 bedroom average at 2,400 per square feet. Wow, that means anything higher, they make a lot of money. Not you lah, developer I mean. Now let's look at site plan. There's only one block, one big swimming pool. Is that an A? Is a picker court? No tennis court. Aiyah, minus point, minus point. Now let's look at unit mix. Wow, 1 and 2 bedroom got 400 units, which is about 67% of the entire project. The rest, 3, 4, 5 and penthouse, only 23%. That means this project is investment based lah, not so family one. So as I said before, to make money you need evergreen exit strategy, which is to buy into something that is mainly for family buyers. Now I'm going to share with you the floor plans, the indicative price, and my average per square feet. And this is an amazing 63 story condo, and my average price is around level 31-32. 1 plus study 527 square feet. Take note, aircon latch is non-strata, means the aircon latch is not calculated in the built-in area. Starting from 1.42 million, my average 1.58 million, 3,000 per square feet. Don't buy 1 bedder lah, this 1 bedder price can buy OCR 3 bedder leh. Next we have 2 bed 2 bath 657 square feet. This weapon got standard, at least got 2 toilet, so that if you invite your guests over, stomach ache, they will just shit in the common toilet and not the only master toilet that you have. Then like that, not embarrassed and still can remain as friends ma. This is an open kitchen, cannot walk here. Can, every time you walk here, you just throw away the sofa lor. Starting from 1.85 million, my average 2.07 million, 3,150 per square feet. You wanna go back to old calculations, that's minus 5% lah. 3 bed 2 plus store room, 1033 square feet. This one can walk here because there's window here. Starting from 2.95 million, my average 3.27 million, 3,170 per square feet. Take note, the average price here is like level 31-32. It's almost like the high floor in other City Fringe projects. That is why the price is this high lah. Oh, your huakui very big ah. You want to buy bigger, can. 4 bed 4 bath, 1,421 square feet. Starting from 4.48 million, 3,150 per square feet. This one no average price because 4 bedroom start at a very high level. Wow, you huak until you cannot recognize yourself ah. Can, the next layout is perfecto for you. 5 bed 5 bath, 1,884 square feet. Starting from 6.2 million, 3,290 per square feet. I love tall projects, especially level 63. But my mother teach me cannot buy the highest floor because you will look down on people. Ha ha ha, hey, it's a joke lah, laugh lah. Are you laughing?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, you want to be inside or not? Like bomb.
It's okay.
And do you know that at this price, there's a small little chance you can get a freehold core region in the terrace. If not, easily you can get City Fringe or OCR semi-D leh. Don't pray. Now let's talk about schools, because schools is very important for resale value. You have Alexandra and River Valley Primary School within 1 kilometer. Now is an important part of video. Whether the indicative price is good or disgusting. There isn't a lot of properties here that is 99, so I'm going to use this project to compare. This is your PP. I'm going to use Rivier. 2 years old, 455 units. 10 profitable, 2 unprofitable. Let's look at profits first. 2 beta, 3 years, 95k. Oh. 3 beta, 4 years, 550k. Not too bad. 2 beta, 5 years, 260, 220. 3 beta, 5 years, 479. Quite good. Now let's look at those quack 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 one. This size, less than 2 years, lost 135,000. Haven't include the seller stamp duty. This is confirmed secret character. This size again, 2 years, lose 2 lands. Now let's look at the recent transactions. But take note of the transaction volume. You can see that not many people like to buy this area. The average PSF is about 2,900. Now let's see whether Promenade Peak indicative price is good or disgusting. So let's calculate the gap together. When PP completes in 2029, there are 6 years gap. So $50 per year gap, that means $300 per square feet difference. So if you add $300 to the average price of 2009 for Rivière, it will be $3,002 per square feet. And take note, Rivière is not harmonized. So if you convert non-harmonized to the current harmonized Promenade Peak, you just need to add 5% more to $3,002, which means Promenade Peak should be selling about $3,350 per square feet. So from this exercise, you can see that the indicative price is not disgusting. Now let's summarize. I like this location. People ask you where you stay. I stay Great World. Ayo, 成功 liao. Successful already. Too bad you are just across the river and you are not core region. But who cares? You can walk to your Great World Mall nearby, got hawker center, also got primary school nearby. So I'm going to give 8. Launch pricing. The developer bought the land really cheap lah. But it's not wrong for them to sell at this price. Look at Rivière transaction. Not a lot of people buy here one. I believe developer can sell at a better price one. So for that, I'm giving 6. Exit strategy, for those people who is buying for investment, not for own stay. You do not need to buy at this kind of level in order to make that kind of money. There's plenty of much lower price in the City Fringe and OCR out there that you can buy and you can make the same money as this. And for that, I'm giving 4. Overall service score, 6 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I guess 35% and my wife 50%. This is my WhatsApp number, 8806-0670. Yes, I know you want me to do River Green. Sure, it's coming up. And I'm still waiting for my top new launch coming soon. So you don't want to miss, do subscribe and I'll see you in my next video.